Congressional candidate Jim Evans says the nation's trade policies have resulted in fewer jobs, added debt, and gives more leverage to partnering countries. Evans, a Democrat who is seeking the nomination for Missouri's 7th congressional district, says the U.S. needs a more balanced trade approach in how much it gives and how much it receives.
When you make an agreement with somebody, don't you like for it to be two-way? Or do you want all the benefits to go to the other guy and hardly any of the benefits to go to you? And that's what we've seen with our trade agreements.
Speaking before about a dozen spectators Wednesday evening at the DoubleTree Hotel in Springfield, Evans railed against the North American Trade Agreement, among other policies. He said certain trade agreements have empowered international corporations to force concessions of communities which are eroding economies.
They go before the communities and they say, give us tax breaks or we're going to leave. They go before their workers and they say, take a wage cut, or we're going to pull out and go someplace else.
Earlier this month, Evans won the Democratic nomination over Genevieve Williams. This will be his second run at the congressional office, in which he received just over 30% of the vote in 2012, and the second time he'll be challenging Republican Billy Long. The incumbent lawmaker, who was invited to Wednesday's discussion, was not in attendance. A request for comment through Long's office on the trade topic was not provided. Evans believes that big businesses like Walmart are forcing smaller retail firms out of business. He adds that these companies are, quote, importing desperation because of manufacturing agreements overseas where impoverished citizens there work for low wages. He warned against, quote, auctioning off this country, referring to trade deals that give too much ownership to foreign corporations. Evans used the 2013 purchase of Smithfield Foods by a Chinese company as an example. The China firm, WH Group, owns 50,000 acres of Missouri farmland.
They are now the largest pork producer in the world and the largest pork producer in the United States and the largest pork producer in Missouri. A Chinese company. Where did they get all that money? Because of our bad trade deals.
Evans says he will fight to address the nation's, quote, wrong-headed trade policies. The discussion Wednesday by Evans is one of several the Democratic candidate plans to conduct in the coming weeks. His next event will take place in Mount Vernon and is expected to cover topics affecting the community like veterans care and health care. A date has not yet been scheduled. For KSMU News, I'm Scott Harvey.